With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Donald Trump Jr. is returning to Montana to campaign for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. Rosendale's campaign and the Montana Republican Party announced that Trump Jr. will appear at the state GOP convention in Billings on June 22nd. Rosendale, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Greg Gianforte will also give speeches at the convention, where party members will set the GOP platform. The younger Trump, an avid hunter and angler, also campaigned for Gianforte last year during the special congressional election. Rosendale is attempting to oust two-term incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester. Rosendale says Trump offered him his support after he won last week's GOP primary. The Republican challenger is in Washington, D.C. this week, where he met with Vice President Mike Pence and is raising money. A new superintendent has been named for Yellowstone National Park after his predecessor said he was being forced out by the Trump administration. The Interior Department announced today that Cameron Cam Shawley will replace Dan Wenk, who had been superintendent since 2011. No start date was given. Shawley has served as Midwest Regional Director for the Park Service since 2015. He's been involved in reintroducing wolves to Isle Royale National Park, the renovation of St. Louis's Gateway Arch, and efforts to improve relations with Native Americans. Wenk planned to retire next March, but was told last week he would be gone by August. Wenk said his ouster followed disagreements with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke over management of the park's bison herds.
I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's largest utility could be fined up to $1.5 million for being a day late on its tax payments. Northwestern Energy spokesman Butch Larcom says it missed the deadline for property tax bills in all 46 counties where it operates. The bills, which cover the last 6 months of 2017, had to be postmarked by May 31st. The Billings Gazette reports that Northwestern Energy waited until June 1st. Larcom says the late payment was due to an error in the company's administrative process. Montana officials say it's the first time Northwestern has missed a tax payment deadline. However, state law does not allow a grace period. Larcom says Northwestern won't fight the penalty for the mistake or pass it on to ratepayers. Leaders of Montana's K-12 public school system will update state lawmakers tomorrow morning about progress on rolling out the replacement for the federal No Child Left Behind Act. That's following cuts to education funding last year. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Office of Public Instruction plans to brief lawmakers in the schools identified this spring as the lowest performing 5% in the state. They'll be the first to receive special attention from OPI in the coming years as they work to improve their graduation rates, test scores, and other achievement data set under the state's plan to comply with the new Every Student Succeeds Act.
We're definitely trying to do it on a tight budget.
Susie Hedlund, OPI's Deputy Superintendent for Education Services, says the state expects to have a new online report card for parents to compare public school results under the new standards this December. Unlike other states, Hedlund says Montana's report card system won't be anything flashy, and OPI is building this new report card off their existing student achievement data website. Hedlund says as the state's K-12 system works to implement this new policy, it is also having to deal with unfunded mandates from the legislature on guidelines for suicide prevention, mental health awareness, sex trafficking, and child abuse prevention training. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Helena judge has ordered state health officials to temporarily reinstate last year's Medicaid reimbursement rates to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The temporary restraining order issued today by District Judge James Reynolds comes in a lawsuit by the Montana Healthcare Association and six companies that own nursing facilities. It challenges the State Department of Public Health and Human Services' decision to cut those reimbursement rates. In January, the Health Department reduced payments to organizations that provide Medicaid services as part of spending cuts across state government. The lawsuit accuses health officials of making the cuts without providing a reasonable explanation of why they're necessary and without adequate public input. Reynolds set a court hearing for July 11th. Montana's congressional delegation is asking the U.S. Treasury Secretary to absolve Powell County of a $3.9 million debt from an oil spill cleanup. Senators Steve Daines and John Tester and Congressman Greg Gianforte said today that the county can't afford to pay the bill, and the debt threatens other federal funding to the county. A Montana copywriter and artist has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for his role in sending fraudulent letters to people telling them they'd won a prize they could redeem by paying $20 or $30 for supposed processing or delivery fees. Federal prosecutors said 66-year-old Thomas Ressler of Whitehall was paid about $850,000 during the nearly 5 years he designed more than 200 fraudulent solicitations. A grizzly bear died Monday after eating pesticides in an open garage in north central Montana. State wildlife officials say the sub-adult female had been seen with a sibling in the area northwest of Great Falls in the days before it died. The 143-pound bear died within hours of ingesting the chemicals. Wildlife officials are hoping to trap the second bear, which has been getting into pet food and spilled grain in the area near Carter. Wildlife officials are also looking for a home for three grizzly bear cubs that were orphaned last week when their mother was killed by a vehicle near Lincoln. They're too young to be released on their own, and after spending time at the Helena Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, they'll equate people with food. The best outcome is to find a zoo that will take them, but the options are limited and they may have to be euthanized. It's been a busy month for wildlife officials concerning bear activity. Yellowstone National Park administrators told visitors yesterday to honk their horns and drive away if a bear approaches and touches their vehicle after two cases of bears approaching cars. The same day, FWP announced they responded to a report of a dead grizzly bear in the Coram area of Flathead County on Saturday. On Monday, FWP announced a black bear hunter shot and killed a grizzly bear in the Swan Valley after misidentifying it last month. In a separate incident in May, FWP offered up to $2,000 for information about a grizzly bear shooting death north of Libby. Also in May, a woman was seriously injured by a bear in the Cabinet Mountains south of Libby. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.
Do you like beer and Butte? So do we. Montana Public Radio is throwing a launch party to kick off a new podcast project called Richest Hill, all about the big changes and tough questions in Butte, America. Do you live in Butte? Do you care what happens here? We want to meet you. Please join us on Wednesday, June 27th at the Covalite Theater in Butte from 7 to 9 p.m. Grab a free beer and chat with the team behind Richest Hill. Tell us about your Butte and what's on your mind. Help us get this right. For more details, check out buttepodcast.org.